937.
Of the program, you, as always, can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line inviting you to our website where you can actually create the content. What you see on the front page, those stories with the numbers next to them, the stories were submitted by listeners like you, and the numbers are the votes that were voted on by listeners like you. So you can vote up, you can vote down. And once the story is submitted, you can do that if you'd like. You find something online you want to share with us and the other listeners, you submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. And once it's on the upcoming stories page, it then is open for voting. And the more votes that it gets, the more likely to be promoted to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up, the Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index. And where is the United States of all the countries in the world, given that we just shared a story in the first hour, for those of you just tuning in, about Jana Winter, the Fox News reporter, who's facing jail because she is courageously refusing to reveal the source of some information she used for one of her stories. And she may be put behind bars for that. And I think it's outrageous that something like that is happening in the supposed free country. But is it really as free as you thought it was? Maybe not. We'll get into more detail on that. But your calls come first. Alan is on the line listening in Keene to WKBK. Hey, Alan.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
My best advice to Nate is to publicly satisfy that guy as best you can and fire him as a customer. Yes, with a certified letter.
Yeah.
I've done that once in a while myself. I've been in business for as long as he has, and it's a very satisfying feeling. What I called about was to ask you, both of you, if you know any more details than what the limited press around here publishes about what's going on in Keene with people following the meter people. Who are writing tickets for meter violations?
Yes, I know lots about this.
The city seems to think that there's, from my gatherings, the city seems to think that there's harassment going on the part of the people who are participating in this, and I want to know what your take is on what you know.
Well, I would question what harassment means to people.
Yeah, I would too.
There's I think the legal definition here in New Hampshire, at least I've been told that. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't think lawyers know what the law is anyway. And I don't think the people that write the laws, in fact, even know what they what they are. But
I think you're right. Yeah.
Harassment has to do with physical harm or threats of physical harm, and I can say unequivocally, I don't believe that that's happening at all, that none of the people that are doing the Robin Hooding are doing, you know, physical. That's not their game at all. As a matter of fact, they have been physically threatened.
I haven't witnessed any of it at all, so that's why I'm calling you.
I'm sorry to interrupt here. Mark, can you explain what you mean when you say Robin Hooding?
Robin Hooding is following around meter maids and filling meters.
Technically, you're walking in front of
them. Yeah, you're trying to get ahead of meter maids and fill the meters the way that you think they're going to go, and sometimes they play little games and stuff like that. But the attempting to fill in an efficient fashion, fill meters before meter maids can do things about that. Now, if you consider doing this, that the meter maids are doing their job, and they are doing their job, that attempting to stop them from doing their job, which is giving out tickets, then, yeah, I guess it's harassment from that standpoint, but it really depends on your definition of a harassment. Many of the people
are they physically interfering with their task?
No, not at all.
Not unless there was some kind of, like, you know, accident, somebody trips or something like that.
Robin Hooder simply walks a few feet in front, or several feet in front of the meter maid as she is going, he or she is going to wherever it is they're going.
On down the line.
And they will put nickels or dimes in the expired meters to prevent them from writing tickets. And they consider this harassing. The reason why the city's coming out with these claims, and by the way, you can go to freekeen.com, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see these news stories from the local newspaper and even actually a television station here in New Hampshire did a piece on this. But they call it harassing because really it's not illegal to do this. In some places, it is illegal to fill someone else's meter. But in New Hampshire, it's not. And so they can't get somebody for it being illegal because it's not. So they're trying to come up with some reason, some sort of legal plot that they can use against the Robin Hooders to somehow get them to stop doing what they're doing. Because last month, the month of March, from what I'm told by James Cleveland, who is Robin Hood, he tells me they handed out 1,500 cards to motorists last month, informing them that they had been saved from a ticket, which means that the city did not write 1,500 tickets that they otherwise would have, meaning the city did not collect the $5 per ticket, or likely more. If somebody forgets to pay for a week or two, then it goes up to even more than that. But, you know, at the bare minimum, they didn't collect that money, and they are not happy about that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, right? So I take it that you support the idea of the Robin Hooders being on the streets saving people from tickets.
You know, seeing as my taxes for the damn streets and everything else in this town, parking should be free.
That's how I feel about it. And I was actually on the radio here locally yesterday on the local morning show talking about this issue. And, of course, the objection is that, well, the businesses, what if their employees parked out in front of their businesses?
Well,
what then?
If they really wanted to prevent that, then they could go along chalking tires and give people tickets for being there more than 2 hours.
They could.
There's a rule against being parked in one place for more than 2 hours. I think that's a little... It's a little rough, but that should keep employees and people who live above Main Street from parking in the Main Street parking slots.
Right. Well, thanks for your
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Robin Hooding thing that we've discussed many times on this show, I would recommend you go to robinhood.freekeen.com. It's a good little introductory video there and some text that you can pore over. And then you can click a link, and it'll take you to all of the Robin Hood tagged posts. Because freekeen.com, it's a big site. There's a lot of stuff that gets posted there, and not all of it has to do with Robin Hooding. But if you just want to see the Robin Hood only stories, you can just click the Robin Hood tag on the front page of the site or from the robinhood.freekeen.com page, and you'll see a variety of videos and newspaper articles and things like that that have been published about this. I think it's some great activism, but like with all activism, anything that you do that threatens the status quo is going to upset some people. In this case, I think a lot of people really appreciate it being saved from getting a parking ticket. Michael's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Michael.
Hi. With regard to freedom of the press, most of the times it is not as overt as threatening a reporter with jail. Most of the times it's a inside corporate executive at the network taking somebody off the air like Ed Schultz because his politics offended the executives or the advertisers.
I think that's true.
You think that was true with Glenn Beck, too, and Pat Buchanan?
Possibly so. But in the
case I just wanted to make sure you weren't going to say, yeah, but it's okay because they sucked.
Well, no, in the case of Ed Schultz, this is the surprising thing. Here is the only man in network news that was willing to have it stated on his program, have it reported on his program, the real reason why Pope Benedict XVI resigned on February 11th.
And what is that?
It is because HBO on February 10th, the day before, aired a 90-minute documentary in which a lawyer representing 200 sexually molested deaf boys, that lawyer announced his intention to charge Benedict XVI with crimes against humanity and to bring him into international court.
Was the allegation that he had molested the 200 boys?
With the allegation that he has been a part of the machinery that has covered this up for decades. This horrendous abuse.
Boy, why would anyone want to take the job after that? You know, if that's really what's coming for whoever the Pope is, why would anyone want to, you know, step into those shoes? I don't know. It's an interesting theory, Michael, and I thank you for calling to share it. I guess you got to mark us down on the list of shows where those things can be said. He was saying that it was only Ed Schultz who would allow that
in
on the
network
air?
News is what he said. I don't know if we qualify as network. I don't think we are
not news.
We're not commentary.
Good point. Is Ed Schultz news? No, he's commentary too.
More coming up.
This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-1033. 1-800-458-1033. That's 1-800-458-1033. 1-800-458-1033.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. We're talking about the freedom of the press, but of course you can bring up anything that you might like. We're also available to you on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Again, Skype us at lrn.fm and call us toll-free, thanks to SACL CAI, at 855-453. You can also join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features we have there. Listening options are included. We got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, meaning you can listen around the clock to whichever stream best fits your internet connection speed, and they're free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to do that. Get the list of other options that you can do to get tuned into the show, like listen to a local radio station, perhaps. We've got over 100 of them, coast to coast, on AM and FM. We're also on satellite, XM satellite radio, where we're heard 7 nights a week. In addition to that, you can get us on KU band, which is free to air, and then that is available across all of North and Central America. You can also receive Free Talk Live via our webcam feed and our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial a long-distance number. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you've ever thought about getting storable food for some kind of emergency situation, be it, say, some weather blackout that could go on for weeks, just ask the people up in New York and New Jersey that had their power out for weeks, unemployment or maybe some kind of fiscal collapse. It's just some of the possibilities that storable food would be a good idea. Well, food.freetalklive.com, we've got the Legacy Premium brand there. The Legacy Premium brand is the only brand that is in the storable food arena that is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. It's the only one that's any one of those free. So, and you can get it for less than $1.50 a meal. That's on average half of the cost of the competition, and lower than every one of the competition that I've seen in the storable food arena. You go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there that compares the Legacy Premium brand to the competition. You'll see what I mean. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, so you can be sure it'll last 25 years is the guarantee for shelf life. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. It's free shipping on every order. It's food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there and the great specials we've got. Food.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about freedom of the press here tonight, and our last call I thought was interesting because he pointed out something that I think is really important to bring to the conversation that we didn't necessarily start with. We started with a story about Jana Winter, the Fox News reporter who's facing several months in prison, maybe longer, because she's not going to reveal her source. There's some information that the government people want. She's not giving it up, and they can't get it through any other means, or so they don't think, and so they're going to try to compel her to do so under judge's order, under oath, and she says she's going to refuse. If it comes to that, she's not going to tell them who her source is, and that could put her in jail. And I think a lot of people don't really realize that's even possible in the United States. When you hear about that story, it seems unbelievable if you've never heard of anything like that happening before. If this is the first time a story like this has ever crossed your vision, then your ears, you might be disbelieving towards it. That this is a free country. Freedom of the press. It's right there in that First Amendment. How can this happen? How can a reporter be forced at the threat of being put in a cage to reveal her source? Well, not only can it happen, but it has happened in the past. This is not the first story of its own type. But the caller pointed out that the real oppression of freedom of the press happens quietly. It happens in the meeting rooms. It happens at the desks of the news editors and the bosses at these newspapers and television stations and such, where you're told, if you're a reporter or you're a talk show host or somebody who has some level of influence on an on-air feed, television, radio, newsprint, whatever we're talking about here, that you're going to have politician so-and-so in your studio today, and you really shouldn't be asking questions about such-and-such with him, because we want to make sure that he comes back. And, well, of course, campaign season's coming up, and we really want to get those campaign dollars, so make sure that you don't ask him questions about his affair, or whatever the issue might happen to be that they don't want you to cover, or don't ask questions that are too probing, just talk about the issues at the surface level.
Or if you can even get the politician in, often the reporters that ask the hardest questions have a difficult time even getting the interview at all. And if they do get the interview and then they ask the hard questions and they have the difficult time keeping the job, or if they just go on the air and they talk about, you know, why they believe that politician A is a bad politician or all politicians are bad or whatever it is that they do, then, you know, they're you know, this is how it's stifled. We've had this happen with friends of ours.
Yeah, people we know have had this happen to them. So it's not just speculation on our part. This stuff really does happen. And one of the reasons why is because the media, which is supposed to be, you know, the fourth branch or whatever, the check,
fourth column,
and balance on the government, the media allowed itself to be controlled. You know, with the creation of the FCC back in the earlier portion of the 20th century, so began the subjugation of the news media, at least as far as broadcast media was concerned. Because now the government had claimed the right to determine who gets in. Who gets to be a player? We get to determine. The government people. No, that's not us. I'm sorry to mean that. I was speaking as though I were the FCC. The FCC gets to determine who gets to be a player. They create whatever arbitrary rules they want, and then certain people are able to jump through their legal hoops that they've put up and afford to pay whatever the fees are, the application fees, and hiring engineers to do studies. And it's an expensive process to get through the FCC. You know, it's not as bad as getting through the FDA, but it's still pretty expensive to get through the FCC. And inevitably, that's going to keep people out who might otherwise have something that they consider to be important, a cause or a message, or some sort of form of music that they think is important to get into people's ears. These are people who are shut out from the option of running their own radio station, and then eventually when they got into, you know, when television was created, then eventually the FCC got into that as well. So, and of course, creating a television station is even more of an expensive proposition just from an equipment and staffing side of things. But so you've got a situation where it's a restricted marketplace, and due to that restriction, there are only a limited amount of players within that marketplace, and because there are only a limited amount of players, you know, there are only so many options. You can, if you get fired from the talk station that you're on right now as a talk show host, well, you could go across the street to the station if there is another talk station in your area. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's only one. You know, there's only one big, you know, big name talk station, FCC licensed, I guess, talk station. And so in some markets, there might be a second station. Maybe in others, there are three of them. But, you know, you don't get the chance to go and start your own station. You know, if you don't like the program director at one station and, you know, you're not going to get on because your particular view on politics doesn't jive with the owner of another station and that runs you out of stations in town, what do you got left? How do you get an alternative viewpoint on the air besides trying to call up one of their shows, get through their call screener, and then finally get your viewpoint on the air? So I think it's absolutely the case that not only is it the behind-the-scenes, in-the-newsroom kind of censorship that goes on and, you know, putting on the back burner possibly important topics, but also from a top-down perspective of how the whole system is organized also prevents more variety of voices and opinions from getting on the air. Hopefully we can help counter that a little bit here from the ground up with Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. You can take control.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead.
Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on our site. We give them away. Again, freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do is, if you've got some bitcoins and you want to share those with us, you appreciate the fact that the website's free, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find our Bitcoin address. You'll also find a Litecoin address there as well, which is kind of the competitor to Bitcoin. So if you've got some Litecoins you would like to share with Free Talk Live, you can send those our way through the addresses you'll find over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
If you're as excited about Bitcoins as we are, then you should be at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's the Bitcoin conference for 2013. I think that 2013 is truly the year of the Bitcoin, and that this is going to be a very exciting conference. If you're interested in networking with Bitcoin folks, or perhaps finding a job opportunity or business opportunity, this is the place to be. It's going to be in San Jose on May 17th through the 19th. It's, again, Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. And Free Talk Live is going to have our first West Coast remote there. We're very excited to meet all those folks, and we'd be excited if you'd come out to meet you, too. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, and Facebook, and many others. BitInstant, and actually BitPay, many others, will be signaling the future for Bitcoins. There'll be education, networking opportunities for the bold. If you're there to seize it, seize the future of payments. Bitcoin2013.com. They've got a T-shirt contest there. If you're a designer, you can enter their T-shirt design contest. And I'm not sure what the prizes are, but you can go check it out. Bitcoin2013.com.
So we're talking about freedom of the press. Maybe you are a little bit surprised that a journalist could be put in a jail cell for not revealing their source, but that's absolutely what might happen with Jana Winter if a judge decides to order her to reveal that information. If she doesn't, then she'll be in contempt of court, and that judge will then sentence her to sit in a cage until she decides to reveal her source, or until 6 months goes by, in which case she may continue to be sat in a cage, or maybe they'll let her out. We'll let you know as that story continues to develop. But Mark, you went, as we were kind of discussing this before the show a little bit, you went and pulled up some of the more recent numbers from Reporters Without Borders, which is a group that does a study internationally of press freedom. They rank each country based on a variety of different factors that, you know, all total up to a certain number that they look and they rank to see who is the most free press. Who is it? Really, the United States, the so-called land of the free, that has right there in the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment saying that, you know, essentially
freedom of the press. Let's not forget that this is the oldest governing document in the world. So the United States has had plenty of time to make sure that its government has freedom of the press.
Right, that it is well enshrined.
And also, when I was a kid, certainly one of the things that we always talked about these other countries is they've got state-run media. How could they possibly be free? They've got state-run media, and we know the power of media and the effect it has on people, so state-run media is a powerful thing. But the United States, according to the list here at Wikipedia, which is put together by Reporters Without Borders, the United States is 32. Number 32.
They're jumping up the charts, Mark. They were at 47, I think, before.
Just behind Ghana and Suriname, and just in front of...
good neighbors. Good neighbors to have. That's freedom for you,
just
baby.
Just in front of Slovenia and Lithuania. Hmm. So, I think it's pretty sad that...
Where's China on that list?
Oh, I'm sure they're a bit down farther, but let me...
I was just curious. 100?
I got 180? Taiwan. Well, you know, I wasn't ready. I'm sorry. I don't know what the number is. I'm going to have to take a look.
Control F.
I could do that. I was just scrolling down. I do know what the Chinese flag looks like.
What's number one?
It's like one of those Scandinavian countries.
Sweden?
Finland.
Finland.
Finland, Netherlands, and Norway top out the
list. How about that?
Yeah. So you can pretty much say whatever you want there, I guess.
So, obviously we're not going to get into all the mechanisms as far as how they come up with those numbers, but is there anything more that you wanted to add to that?
I just think it's sad. I think that it's sad that the United States comes out number 32. I think it's sad in this country where, you know, people have, reporters have should have the right to keep their sources anonymous, that they don't. And here's one thing that I really want to point out to people. Because a lot of people would say, you know, what if the reporter knows such and such? And we just have to know. And they always put up these time bomb situations. There's a ticking time bomb
right.
In New York.
Terrorism.
Terrorists. Torture. You know, that kind of situation. 24. We'll let... Jack, whatever, take care of it there in 24, torture somebody and find out where the bomb is. But if you, every time this happens, every time a reporter is forced to give up a source, sources are less likely to come forward. Here in this country, what we're told is that we, the people, are the government itself. And if we don't have information, how can we vote on who is best to represent us? If all the information that is bad against, say, the Democrats or the Republicans, you pick your least favorite party or favorite party or whatever, I don't care, is the information is bad against them, is kept from the public, the other party is going to look worse. So why in the world would you want information? Then you're going to have the worst party in control because there's no situation where people can put checks and balances. This is a check and a balance on our form of government. Is it dirty? Is it messy? Yes, it absolutely is. When a reporter like
the freedom of the press, you mean?
The freedom of the press. When this woman knows who some information about what police officer leaked, what information about this shooter and the. Aurora, Colorado, that shot up the
theater.
Movie theater. Well, yeah, it's messy that the cops can't know which one of their police is leaking information. But she still has to be able to keep that secret.
It's important to be able to protect that information. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. And by the way,
it's important as a police officer protecting the information of their informant, which, by the way, they have no interest in doing.
Oh, they'll flush an informant down the drain, no problem. They don't care about their informants. SACL CAI, by the way, sponsors that toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. They handle accounts receivable, and if you've got a business, you want to take care of your accounts receivable in a way that respects your customers, SACL CAI can handle that for you. You can visit them through their banner. It's right there at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So, Reporters Without Borders ranking the United States at number, what was it, 31?
I thought it was 32. I'm going to pull it up here again.
And not good. Not good. Is that a surprise to you? I mean, maybe if you just plug your ears and go, la, 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 we're the best in the world, freedom. That'll help things, right?
We're told that the United States is the freest place in the world. It's the best country in the world.
Told it over and over
again. Now, freest is is much more quantifiable than best. But, you know, I mean, that should be true, right? Like, you should be able to look at the World Economic Freedom Chart from Heritage Foundation, right, or Free the World, and you should find the United States at number one, not at number 10 and 18, respectively.
That's right.
Which is where you'll find it. And when you find the United States at number 32 on freedom of the press, someone really wonder, where is the freest place in the world? Because I get the impression it may not be the United States of America. Do I believe it was at one point? I think I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do believe that. But I don't think it is anymore. I think we're number one in weapons. Prisoners.
That's true. There's certainly the U.S. is certainly number one in prison population. And, of course, that's prisons filled with people who've never hurt anybody in a lot of cases.
This president got into office on transparency, and he has been the least transparent president in my lifetime. He got into office saying that we need to protect whistleblowers, and he has cracked down on whistleblowers more than any other president in my lifetime. Exactly what? How can people get lied to again and again and again? And I guess the reason is because the choices that we get offered stink so badly. It's like you're offered a choice between two crap sandwiches and told, eat one. And obviously, at that point, you end up with a crap sandwich for president.
And what's the media doing? They're going right along with that program. The mainstream media is presenting you the crap sandwiches, and they're saying, you know, I really like that crap sandwich on the left. Looks pretty tasty. Maybe I'm going to vote for them. So you've got the mainstream media going along with the program, not helping anybody expand their paradigm. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there. They are free. Now, if you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard on our website, and that helps us out because that's $5 a month that we can use to invest in getting more talk radio advertising to radio stations, sending us to conventions. We're going to be going to New York City, as we do every summer, for the Talkers New Media Seminar. Actually, I'm sorry, they changed the name of it this year. It's Talkers New York City. So where the, you know, big wigs in the talk radio business get together, and you know, there's talk radio hosts and program directors and decision-making types and network executives. You know, these are the kinds of people that we need to schmooze with. So we go there and do that, and that helps us become more prominent in the business and get more stations down the line. So you can help us make that happen, and we appreciate it when you do so. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com to assist us with that and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com.
Every loan is made up of a principal aspect and an interest aspect. And the interest is front-loaded on loans. So when you get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which is the standard here in the United States, not in the world, by the way, but in the United States it is, you will be paying more interest than you will be paying principal for the first 10 and a half years of the loan. And this is why you'll pay a great deal. Sometimes it's double the cost of the home in interest over time because the interest is front-loaded. And a lot of people will change out their loans every 5 years or 10 years and consequently always be paying more interest than principal. That's not so with a 20-year fixed or a 15-year fixed. A 20-year fixed, you're paying basically 50-50 right out of the gate, and in a 15-year, it's 59% on the first payment and principal reduction, and after that, it just gets better from there. You can find out more about the right loan from you by going to MortgageMinuteGuide.com. MortgageMinuteGuy.com are experts on a national scale of providing people with the best mortgage for them. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they've got experts that can help you out in states across America. I'm going to give you a telephone number here. You can give them a call if you're looking at getting a mortgage or doing a refi, and maybe you're working with somebody. You need to get a second opinion, too. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Sean is in Windsor, Vermont, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Sean.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the show, and I heard you guys talking and saying that the United States used to be number one in freedom, and I was wondering when you thought that the United States was number one in freedom.
I don't know. I was a kid. I believed that that was the case.
When?
I don't know.
Only in our fantasies.
I don't know.
We were told that as kids, and of course they don't ever prove those things to you. They just assert them over and over again because that's how you do good propaganda, is you just lie to people over and over again.
I wouldn't know. I haven't done a year-by-year study of the freest countries in the world, but, you know, the United States had to have been number one at some point, right?
Well, I think the United States started off running the Indians out and... Yeah. Black people were slaves, and women didn't have rights. And in 1865, when slavery was abolished, women still didn't even have the right to vote. And white women got the right to vote around the 1930s. And then in 1965, the Civil Rights Act, where black people could eat in restaurants with white people. And other countries never enslaved people ever.
You know, I think that's that you make an interesting point, Sean. And I think Mark just really, really wants it to be true because that's what he was told when he was growing up, and it would hurt.
I don't know. I can't disprove it. So, you know, I don't know. I said I believe, and I made a qualifying statement to it. I think that you make some good arguments here. I really couldn't tell you one way or the other. So,
how do you really qualify any of this information?
I would also say that a lot of these countries, you know, that another form of freedom, you've mentioned a lot of social freedoms here, but another form of freedom is the ability to keep the money that you earn. And, you know, the United States isn't even, top of the world as far as, you know, fiscal freedoms either. Hong Kong is the most financially free place in the world on that list, and it isn't free. I think that a person should be able to keep the money that they earn and spend it or give it away or donate it in whatever way they wish.
Yeah. As American... And as freedom is concerned, as American, our history is nothing to be proud of. What we should be proud of is our future as Americans, and that we're going to change things and we're going to make a difference to the rest of the world.
I like that, Sean. I like looking to the future as what's best is coming. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Rock is listening in Charlottesville, Virginia to WCHV. Hey, Rock.
And I just say, you know, the last caller, I mean, looking towards the future, we got to look towards the past and what our people gave to have the little bit of freedom that the world has ever seen. 5% of the world has had the ability to have a republic. Now, we lost that in 1913, and this is a progressive nature, absolutely progressive, a communist nature that has taken over our country, and we got to fight. And no matter whether we have to shed blood or not, we have to understand that men came before us and gave their lives, maybe all around the world. So we could be speaking German right now. We could be speaking Japanese, and that's two good examples. But
hold up, what?
I gotta say one
Wait,
thing.
How would we be speaking German exactly? Can you run that? Just give me a little detail on how that would work.
Okay, if Hitler did not go into Russia, we would have had a very serious problem with him. The reason why Hitler was destroyed is because he broke a treaty with Jersey.
Just to clarify, when you say a serious problem, are you suggesting that the Nazis who were in battle deeply Europe would have rolled? Hold on, I hadn't even finished asking you my question, so I'm not sure how you could answer it. But are you suggesting that the Nazis who were deeply dug into battle in Europe would have come over here and then somehow conquered a nation of hundreds of millions of people?
Absolutely, because the Nazis started a hard water project and did absolutely have the ability to create a nuclear bomb. And
no,
we
they
took
didn't.
Their scientists. Yeah, we
right.
took their
but
scientists.
Yet.
And we created a nuclear bomb, did we not? Did we not?
Well, those two things happened. I mean,
yeah,
let's not forget that Einstein wasn't one of their scientists.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we took their scientists.
It's a leap in faith to say that the Nazis would have created
a nuclear bomb. Right. But if he did not break the pact that he had with Joseph Stalin, they had bombers already designed to bomb New York City and the east coast of the United States.
But, in Mein Kampf...
Yeah, I'm not getting... Listen, the Nazis had a very good chance...
You don't get to talk, Mark. You just listen.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Could I just jump in here for a second, please? Apparently not.
I'll let you talk. I'm still
okay,
back.
Thank you very much. In Mein Kampf, he laid out, Hitler laid out that he was going east, not west. He had no interest in heading towards the Western world. All of his interest lay to the east. So...
Yeah, but if you keep going east, Mark, eventually you'll hit the west.
If Hitler didn't want to do what he wanted to do, then he would have done something else, is kind of what your statement is. But, I mean, he wanted his Lebensraum.
They had a very big problem with the United States, and they knew what the United States could do, even though
the United States didn't do crap. The fact is that Russia was three quarters of that war. World War II was a battle between Stalin and Hitler. The United States was a drop in the bucket against Hitler.
They lost 6 million people in Russia in the military alone, right? Yeah, against an 8 million man army that Hitler had, and Hitler did have his eye on the U.S. And the U.S. did not have a standing army. No, we did not.
It was really small.
We had mules. We had mules and Stuart tanks.
Stuart tanks, yeah.
Before World War II started. Go check your history out.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I live in Virginia. That's where I grew up in Virginia, next
to
the Pentagon.
And Grant tanks came next, and then Sherman tanks.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of places that men gave their lives to save.
The fact is that the United States is positioned so well in the world that it's not going to be attacked on land, and the Second Amendment means that there's 300 million guns here, and nobody's going to make a land assault against the United States.
So you don't believe his claim that we'd all be speaking German?
I don't, and neither did Smedley Butler, 3-time Medal of Honor winner.
More coming up in moments here. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.